things I heard on television. He is a good-looking young man, tall and thin, and he gave his background to let it be known that he wasn't just a boy growing up. He was an outstanding person. He grew up in a home where he had never heard the Bible read. He grew up in a Catholic home. And he never heard, and the girl he married was the one who suggested to him. He was so distraught and he just couldn't get together about anything. And he said that she suggested, they were friends, and she suggested that he read the Bible. Well, he didn't know anything about reading the Bible. There wasn't a Bible in his house. And he said, she led me to Christ, and she is now my wife. Now, he wrote that book on, it's the memory book. He and an older man wrote it. And I read it, but I can't think of his name. And he has been helping people memorize the Bible since he's born again. But I had read that memory book that he wrote that down, and I'm interested in athletics. I always have been. I never did play anything. I was too little to play basketball. I always had to keep score. I did play tennis when I was growing up. We had a tennis court out there at the house. And then of course we played whatever it was we called baseball in the backyards, and I was the yard man would hurry and get through with his work so he could pitch for us. But I never participated in college. I didn't do anything in athletics, but I really am interested. Now I don't watch basketball on television because I don't want to get tied in. I watch baseball and football, and I don't want to get that, you know, just, if I start, I want to watch them all. I just don't like to tie myself down so much.
Probably you can say names of parts of the body that a man might want to have a broad
chest.
Or broad
shoulders.
And let's see. If you bruise yourself right here, you bruise
your on your shin.
And your whole, this would be your
whole leg.
So the chair has four
legs.
And a man.
You know, if you have a stool with three legs, it never will tilt on you. You know how to get out of shape. Now, for instance, that card table, I put it up back there in that breakfast room when it's cold weather, that's where, and when it's real hot, I put the air conditioner on, help it turn back there, when I'm not helping them any of this year like it is. And there's just one place back there where that thing won't shatter, you know, three legs. So if you want something to be steady, three legs, 3 points to turn on a plane. If you want a stool to be steady on it, just have 3 legs on it.
A man gets down like this, you say he's down on his
hands. Oh,
and everybody's talking about squatting on his haunches or something like that.
Yeah, that's the same thing.
And say someone has been getting sick a while, you might say, well, he's up now, but he still looks a little
pale. He's convalescing.
And someone who can lift heavy weights and so forth, you say he's very, very
muscular.
Or talking about his physical ability, he's very
stout.
And what about a man who always has a smile on his face and a good word and it's easy to get along
like,
with?
Like Jimmy Carter?
He's always got a good word and kind and easy to get along with. He's what kind of fellow he's got.
That word doesn't come to me.
You ever call him good natured though?
Yeah, good natured. I was trying to think of a more high-toned word than good natured. There's another one that I was trying to think of, but I...